Hey, what is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Web3 Breakfast Club. I'm your host, Jay Chains. Definitely excited about our show today. Getting the live stream all set up and squared away, so make sure you guys are tapped in. If you are listening to the X space, go ahead and repost the space out. Tag some friends. Let's get some more people in here. We're going to have a great show. We're going to learn about the Geode blockchain today. Going live launch on the show. So we got that happening, hanging out with Dr. Catherine, and we are Guru Catherine. We are going to be having a great chat today. So if you guys are also watching over on the live stream on X, you know, make sure that you repost the space out. Do the same. You know what? Doesn't matter if you're in the space or if you're watching the live stream. Repost it. Tag some friends. Let's go. Dr. Catherine, GM, fam, how are you?
Hey, Jay Chains, we're doing great. This is, man, we've been waiting for this day.
I bet. You know, launching something here in Web3 is always exciting. But so it's launch day. But we're going to have a great show. It's a Monday. How was your weekend?
I tell you what, it was busy with last minute prep for this airdrop. I don't think we slept last night. Just tried, but it was, we tried to sort of take a day off, and it doesn't really work, man. We've been 50, 60 hour weeks on this for 2.5 years. And it's finally time to let the world in. So I'm excited and I am equally terrified, and it's all the emotions.
I can imagine. Absolutely. You know, it's, there is, especially when, you know, this is a big moment. This is a great opportunity and great time too in the market. I mean, things, you know, definitely turned around in the last 24 hours. That's exciting. You know, it was last week was, you know, for some people it was frightening. For others, if you've been here for a while, it was an opportunity. But
it's on sale.
Absolutely. I went shopping. I was going to do some more shopping this week, but not shopping today. But there are definitely some good things happening in the crypto ecosystem. But so it's a good day for an airdrop.
That's right. The entire worldwide feeling about crypto just gets more and more acceptance at the government level, at the individual level, at the business level. Woke up this morning, Sony's about to back an exchange. What?
Yeah.
So right. It's just more and more people are understanding that not only is this here to stay, but there's huge opportunities for all kinds of businesses and all kinds of opportunities for it. And it only gains more acceptance. You know, people are still shocked when I tell them that Bitcoin is the national currency of an entire country. And they go, what? And I'm like, no, for real. I mean, it sort of gets more popular. And I think it cracks me up. You know, my mother, she's 77, very smart woman, programmer. Investor, very smart, and she goes, you know, I think this crypto thing's here to stay. Yes. You're exactly right, Mom.
I love it. You know, one of the things that you had said, and let's talk about this a little bit, because it seems to be a pretty solid issue. Now, they didn't talk about it on the debate too much, I think, all of our, you know, kind of sadness there, because we thought, oh, that's going to be a pressing issue. How many times are they going to say the word crypto? Didn't even say it one time, not even Bitcoin.
I was disappointed.
Yeah. We were all a little disappointed, but knowing that, you know, this is kind of a hot item, on the ballot box for many people this year. What do you think? Do you think that as we go down, you know, the political, you know, year, we get closer to November, maybe crypto does become more of a talking point in some of these debates that they do?
You know, I hope so, but I'm not going to expect it, only because the debate moderators who are choosing the questions, and then they have to have those questions accepted by both campaigns, right? Oh. And so the people who are choosing the questions and agreeing to the questions are generally not crypto people. So I think what drives the candidates to talk about crypto, you know, in other venues is the fact that according to the research, 20% of the American public are not just crypto people, but single issue crypto voters. And I knew we'd get there one day. I just didn't think it would be this year. So I was kind of shocked. I'm like, holy cow, this election cycle is the one where crypto is going to command such a huge portion of the electorate. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think you will see, you know, Kennedy was doing the rounds for a long time at crypto conferences, and then, you know, Trump joined in on the pro crypto train. And eventually it's really funny to watch politicians wake up to the concept that this could actually be a pretty big money raising thing for them. And then all of a sudden they're for it. Right. Then all of a sudden they're like, Oh, I love crypto.
Yeah. Like, come on. Like, you know, knowing that this is a bull run year, like, you know, it's a fantastic opportunity for them to accept the donations for the political campaigns in crypto now.
Right.
Yeah. Right. It's it was only a matter of time. Now, do you think, damn it, I had a different question that I was going to ask you there. Shit. Oh, well, it'll come back to me.
It'll come back.
They always do.
Yeah. But I'm so excited to open up this the geode airdrop on your show. The timing was so perfect. And I have literally just, so everybody in here is getting some serious alpha. I have just opened it up. And it's a very unusual sort of airdrop. It's not retroactive. It's going forward the next 6 months, do the work, get the coin. Okay. And what was important to us about this is we're in the United States. And I don't know about everybody else, but we get kind of sick and tired of airdrops leaving out the Americans.
Yeah.
And I get it.
At least the ones with their VPNs off.
Right. At least the ones with their VPNs off, or who don't want to, you know, go through the ass pain of a VPN.
Right.
And we're like, you know, that's not fair. And you got to be careful. You have to think about the legal and regulatory issues, especially in the U.S. You cannot get that wrong. So we're like, well, how do we do this in a way that we can welcome the U.S. in, along with everybody else? Because if you can let the U.S. in, you can let anybody in.
Right.
And so we're like, okay, bounty style, do the work, get the coin. You know, you're getting paid to do a job. And, you know, and that's and absolutely no money being paid in. I don't want your money.
Is that so? That's one of the, I guess, the legalities of it for specifically the bounty, is that because you are performing a task, it's a reward or a payment for that task, so that it doesn't have any issues. That's basically what you just said, right?
Yeah, exactly. So because it's coined for a task.
So does that person become like a contractor? I'll throw air quotes up.
Yeah, you're effectively an independent contractor. Okay. And the beauty of it is, because we're not on exchanges till the end of the year, technically at this moment, everything you earn is a value of zero, so you shouldn't owe taxes on it. Talk to your CPAs about that, right? Mm-hmm. Once it hits exchanges, if I hand you a bunch of coin, now I have to issue you a 1099. But right now, I can give away over a billion coin and everybody can just hodl as hard as they can.
Because it's zero value when they get it.
Because it's technically zero value because we're not on exchanges till the end of the year.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm learning some shit today. And I appreciate
it. Oh my gosh. Yes. it's a whole thing. Like I could get a whole other PhD in nothing but US crypto tax and regulatory. It's a thing.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of gray area. And a lot of to be determined. I think that's the biggest factor, is that there's a lot of just to be determined in that whole realm. So just do the right thing.
Oh yeah. 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 We're keeping a close eye on the Fit 21 bill, which is kind of stalled out between the House and the Senate right now. You know, it made such a big show in the House, you know, we'll have to wait and see if the Senate takes it up. It's a complicated process. We'll just have to see where that goes. So call your congresspersons, everyone. And it's not perfect. Fit 21 is not perfect, but I tell you what, it's a hell of a lot better than what we've got right now.
So talk to me about that. I actually don't know what the Fit 21 bill is all about.
Yeah, this one is pretty cool. So the Fit 21 bill is a, no kidding, actual set of defining when a coin or a token is a commodity versus a security versus whatever. And what they do is they come right out and say that baseline, every coin, every token is a commodity, not a security, period, which is huge. And and then they make some distinctions between fully decentralized networks and networks that are not fully decentralized. And they define what it means to be fully decentralized. So not only do you not have, you have to not have a pseudo. So we had good timing and gave up my God powers, gave up my pseudo back in January. And, but then you also cannot have too much coin in the hands of any one person. So you can't have more than, 5% of the coin in the hands of any one person.
Of the total token supply or whatever. Okay.
Yeah, of the total, you know, available token supply in the hands of any one person. And so they're trying to avoid, and you can see what they're trying to avoid, right? They're trying to, it's a very,
manipulation.
What is it? 250. Yeah. The 250 page long bill. And it goes into a lot of things for brokers, for exchanges and so forth. I was just reviewing it from the standpoint of a layer one chain, right? Mm-hmm. And what do I need to know? What do I need to be doing? But it's a really pro crypto bill. It very specifically exempts node operators from being categorized as brokers or money transmitters or anything else. So all the nodes can take a nice deep breath and enjoy and keep staking as a node. It's really a lot of positives, and you can see what they're trying to prevent another FTX. They're trying to prevent a lot of these rug pulls that happen. You know, they put limits on the founders for, you know, how much coin we can convert to fiat in one go. So I think it's coming from a pretty good intention place. So I would really love to see the Senate pick that up and run with it. I know it's not perfect. There's a lot of opinion out there from the guys at Coinbase and from a few others that they don't love the distinction between the not fully decentralized or are you fully decentralized, right? Because if your system is not fully decentralized, let's say one person owns too much coin, then they categorize your coin as a sort of a what they call it, a restricted asset. They're not going to call it a security, but they are going to call it restricted asset. And then the exchanges would have to treat them differently between the fully decentralized coin and the not fully decentralized coin. And so the exchanges didn't like that because that would put a work burden on them. That would be a pain in the butt for them. I get that. So they don't love it. But from the perspective of a layer one chain, I'm like, I will take this. I will take it. I will work with this. This is great. Like, finally, all those current court cases that the SEC has against various coins calling them securities would be just defunct. Gone.
Yeah. Who's the latest one that is MetaMask, right?
Yeah. Going after MetaMask, saying MetaMask is a broker. And it's like, what? Come on. That's not going to stand up.
I mean, it's basically just an aggregator.
I'm not a lawyer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's self-custody.
That's
right. They're not keeping your coins. The MetaMask is self-custody. And so it also, the other cool thing the Fit 21 bill does is it exempts self-custody, whether, you know, all types of self-custody wallets, it exempts them from being categorized as brokers, money transmitters, et cetera. And I am not a lawyer. This is not financial advice and all of that. But check it. You got to say that. You got to say.
Yeah. I know. You got to cover your bases, you know, CYA.
You got to cover. Yeah, exactly. And it's funny, as a founder, I have to be particularly, I've got a whole set of rules on me that nobody else in my community has. Mm-hmm. So for example, I cannot tout the value of the coin.
Right. You can never talk about price. Like
I can going never, up in value. Ever talk about price. I can never talk about price going up in value. Mm-hmm. I can never talk about future value of the coin. I can't do that. So you see all these people on crypto Twitter touting their favorite coin. Oh, this coin's going to go to the moon. That coin's going to go to the moon. I can't do that. I'm not legally allowed to do that. Now, anybody else in the community other than Tom, my co-founder, and I, other than the two of us, mm-hmm. anybody else can talk like that. I cannot. And it frustrates the community because I'm the face of the community out there. And they're like, you need to shill this coin more. And I'm like, I am not going to jail. I'm not going to do it.
Not worth it.
Not worth it. You get out there and shill the coin. Yeah. You can do that. That's fine. I can't do that. So there's some, weird restrictions like that, that we have to watch out for, but ultimately it'll be worth it. This is such an exciting, year for Geo. The alpha version of our apps came out in March. And we're kind of unusual. Like we're a layer one chain with a baseline set of apps built in from day one. So there's a set of utilities for everybody. There's a marketplace where people can buy and sell directly, and nobody's taking any profit, no middleman. You keep 100% of the profit. There's a basic social app where advertisers pay you directly for looking at their ads. You see an ad in your feed and you click a little button. You're like, I saw that. And they go, great, let me pay you. So instead of paying Facebook, however much, they just pay you. Why not? Take the middleman out of it and make that relationship direct, whether it's from advertisers to users or between buyers and sellers in the market. We've got a resume app. We call it Life and Work, where you can register your intellectual property. You can put your work history, your education history, your expertise, like a set of keywords. Here's my expertise. And other people can come and authenticate that and then endorse that and say, yeah, that's true. They are good at that. They do have that degree. They did work there. That is the book that they wrote. And recruiters are super excited about that.
Yeah.
It
gives that verification to people that if you need something or somebody in this particular field, like you're not going to get scammed, whammed, bamboozled by someone pretending to be something they're not. Which
exactly. That's why you need that endorsement. Cause I mean, you even see, on LinkedIn, people will just fake a whole resume. Right. But if they don't have the endorsements, you know, this is probably not real.
That's good.
Yeah. And we need that. Recruiters have told me if you've got 100,000 resumes, we're interested. Right. So we don't have to build up huge to make this, this is high value data. And then we built in something kind of fun, Jay Chains. We kind of built this in Life and Work apps, social, I think private messaging. We've got a super private messaging app. It's ethereal. People are going to love this. It's for individuals, for groups and newsletters. And people, if they're not on your approved list, they have to pay to get into your inbox. So now I'm like, advertisers, you spam me all you want. Here's the fee I set to get into my inbox. Mm-hmm. Welcome, friends. That's you want to send me an ad? Go ahead. But in all of those apps, I've set up effectively like a slot machine. So as people are using them, and this goes through the airdrop and beyond, I can sort of turn it on and off and jack up the payouts and whatever. But as people are just using it, they're just putting stuff on their resume. They're just sending messages to their friends. Wham, big coin payout out of nowhere.
Heck yeah.
Just to make it fun. But we did all that. And then this next 6 months is not just the airdrop because my life is not insane enough, but along with this, 6 months long airdrop with contests and coin giveaways and merch giveaways, But we're also beginning today our very first VC round because, Jay, we have built this entire thing with no money. Mm-hmm. Zero. Not my money, not friends and family, no debt, no credit cards, no personal loans, no angel investors, zero. Damn. Zero. For a layer one chain and all these apps and this very cool connected community, like we actually know each other and actually like each other. And we've done it with nothing so far. And now it's time to, okay, let's go get the rocket fuel right. That is really going to blow this up. So we're going to close a VC round. We want to be on exchanges by the end of the year. And that's one of the things we'll use the VC round for. So it's just, man, what a year. This is super exciting.
Yeah, no, that's super
cool.
Shout out
to Squid Grow. I see you there.
Shout out to Squid Grow. You know what? I haven't even been looking at my phone for a second. You know, that's really cool. And I love that, you know, you said you really have, before you gone out and try to get any money and really put things to take it to the next level, you built what you could to what, to be operational, right? To put the idea into play, like, and you did it with, like, you know, how you laid it out. I think that's one of the most fantastic ways to do it, because if you look back, and I'll just use, for example, you know, my time coming into crypto in 2017, you know, you saw these companies taking 20, 30, 100, $300 million for their ICOs. But that was just on hey, this is kind of what we're thinking, you know? Right. And then come to find out, you know, and that was one of the biggest failures of the early crypto days, for at least at that time, was you had all these companies take all that money with no accountability whatsoever. There was no guarantee that the project was going to be built, because the next thing you saw next week is the founder on their boat or driving their Lambo. And you're like, well, what the fuck about what happened to the marketing? What happened to the product and the project here? Right.
Right.
But doing it the other way around is that, hey, this is what we built. This is what we envisioned. Here it is. Now people can say, like, oh shit, it's actually here, versus just an idea and a concept, which I think has been plaguing our industry for years. Is just, oh, let's, oh, speculation. Gosh. Let's just, we're going to make millions on speculation.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, what we wanted to build with these apps, you know, I've just replaced Amazon with a smart contract. I just replaced LinkedIn, the patent and copyright office, Facebook, Twitter, email, your SMS messaging. I've just replaced some pretty audacious apps with decentralized versions. And we weren't in the beginning 100% sure that we could. So there was some newness here. And for my smart contract tech nerds out there, this was not easy. If you can imagine handling the memory issues on smart contracts for this kind of data. And so because we weren't 100% sure we could build it, that's another reason why we just built it first. And we had a passionate community cheering us on. And then, so by the time we, you know, got to last March and we got the alpha versions of these apps out, we're like, holy crap, we did it. I actually just replaced Amazon with a smart contract. We actually just pulled this off from a technical perspective. So now we can walk into VCs and say, you have no technical risk here. It's already built. So now it's really just about onboarding the world. And I know it's not a popular thing to do in the crypto space. Most people just want to onboard the degens, but we're going to onboard the world. You know, I'll know that I've got it right when my mother's in here.
Yeah. No, that's funny. That's funny how that you say it. And it's so true. It's, you know, because there is such, like, the degen mindset, you know, it is that make a milli today. You know, not let's not think about the next, you know, 5-10 years or whatever. I just need to make a million right now.
Right.
You know, that's, you know, onboarding the world is what is going to help everyone's bags. The rising tide floats all boats kind of theory. Right. And I love the longer mindset. That's where I am. Like, obviously the money will come. This is a bull run season. Right. And it's going to be the bull run of all bull runs. And so people just be patient. And build, incubate, grow, develop, network, do all the shit that you should be doing. Do it correctly, and it'll happen for you.
Yeah.
The people. It's not about making the money. It's about being able to save it and keep it. And if you just spend time doing the right thing, like, that's how it all works out.
Exactly. And for us, this is a very long-term project. you know, Tom and I, we'd had our careers. We did whole careers doing technology prototyping for defense. I was at DARPA. You know, so we come from this heavy tech prototyping background, doing audacious projects, trying the wild, new, crazy things. That's where the fun is. But, you know, we retired, we traveled around for a year and goofed off, but we kept seeing the need for this kind of really super useful apps that everyday folks would want to be on every day. Yeah. And I couldn't get any of my friends in the space to go build it. I'm like, guys, you could set people free. And what would they do then? You know, somebody's got to do this. And eventually we just realized, well, you know, screw it. I'm going to build it myself. And so it's smart. It's a very long-term project for us. This is about what kind of world are we leaving for people? What kind of world am I leaving for my kids, for my grandkids, you know, for my great grandkids? What, you know, and I want to set them free in this world. You know, everybody sees what's broken about the current economic systems, and we know we can do better. And now I think, you know, we've got the technology here to do better. And so we're just freaking doing it.
I'm all with you. Like, my whole goal is to, you know, set anybody that I can up to understand, and in my family specifically, you know, kind of like what you were saying, but really in general, anybody that wants to listen, like, there's going to be a playbook. And I think people are finally understanding that, you know, this is the time to really sit and focus. You know, I've had a couple folks that, you know, in my life are not crypto people reach out and say, hey, you know, where can I kind of like really get a good start in all this stuff? And so, like, we're like almost there, right? Like, we are just almost there. You know, the time is not right. You know, we know that retail is not here, but when you start to get questions like that, you know, obviously people in my life know that I have, like, you know, I've been red pilled or orange pilled or whatever pill I've taken. I'm a crypto guy, right? Like, I live this life.
All the pills.
No, I'm taking all the pills. And so, you know, I live the crypto life. So I do get people that, you know, understand that and will reach out and be like, hey, you know, where do I get to start? But, you know, that's when you get more and more of those kind of requests, is I think when, you know, we'll start to understand, like, okay, retail is starting to heat up, and you know, we are on that borrowed time as far as our accumulation phase after the halving goes, but we're gonna have to see when it all kicks off. Maybe today was the beginning of it all. Who knows? We'll have to zoom out in a few weeks, and, you know, we'll check the charts then. But
and it's summer. It's still summer, right? Sell in May and go away, so you've got that whole thing going on. All the people with the big money are still hanging out on their yachts in the Mediterranean. We gotta wait for them to get back. So maybe September is the time, you know. And the thing is, there's always going to be, like, we're coming into a bull run now. There's going to be another bull run, right? Markets go up, they go down, they go up, they go down, you know, and we're going to be around, you and I are going to be around for the next 10, 20 bull markets. It's, you know, that long-term view is what helps you keep your head straight when markets go up and down.
Well, if we stay really quick, I'm just doing some mental math here really quick. And if we're on 4 years, if we continue a 4 year cycle, the next 10, that'd be 40 years, I'll be 82. That may be, that's where I'm probably tapping out of crypto content creating, is on my 82nd birthday during that cycle. I'll be like, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, this is my retirement at 82 will be my final video.
I'll be on your last show with you. I'll be right there.
Oh, that'll be fun. You know, it'll be like everybody's had, like, their farewell. I just saw Pat Sajak's final Wheel of Fortune, even though he did film it months ago. You know, Johnny Carson and Jay, all those guys, all the legends. By that point, hopefully I'll be a legend, and I'll have a goodbye show and plenty of guests to say, you were a piece of shit your whole life. You know, just the roast, you know, the old man roast.
Yeah, talk about some OGs then. You know, it's going to be all of us up in there. But you know what was kind of cool about, you know, the way we had to do geode with no money, which I recommend to everybody. I recommend, because it forces you to build your processes and your methods and everything in a way that doesn't require money to keep it going.
That's really, so it's interesting. You have a much better chance of being sustainable that way.
Yeah, so we were forced to design this thing to be really, really cheap to operate. mm-hmm. and really, really cheap to keep it going. So it's so cheap and so easy to keep this layer one chain going. We've got a 50-year runway. And it's funny that, you know, it's Damn. We're going to go get some VC, not because we need it. We could keep going with no money. Look at everything we've done already, built this chain, built these apps, bringing this community in. But, you know, that VC will be nice rocket fuel for like marketing and, you know, bringing on a program team to improve, you know, user interface and get some mobile apps out there and that kind of stuff. Right.
Yeah.
And that's not even hard. That's not even hard science. Right. That's not even hard. So it's a nice low risk investment for the VC guys out there is what we hope to show them. And, you know, we're going to be that one set of apps that really pops off to the average user worldwide and brings in the world. And that's what I'm determined to do.
Now, will you do, is that all going to be private? Are you going to do like any kind of seed runs or?
We're going for a seed round, probably equity plus token warrant type of thing, 12 million. I wanted to go for more, but I have a friend who runs a VC fund and I advise him, I do help him with technical due diligence on his VC fund. And he's like, no, only go for like a couple years worth because you're a new unknown person in that world. And the terms they're going to give you are not going to be fabulous. So just go for a couple years worth. And so we're going to go for 12 million. We're going to start with top tier big names. We want to get one big name lead, mm-hmm. and then offer those same terms to other VCs that want to get in on it. So, but it'll be traditional VC style, as opposed to like a crowdfunding or something like that.
Gotcha.
But, you know, qualified investor. I don't know how that works. Somebody have to jump in on that one for me, but, our advisors,
like accredited investor stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, we're going to be knocking on the doors of the A16Zs, Polychains, Dragonfly and all, you know, all the cool names. Big Brain Holdings. I would love to work with them. But ultimately we'll open the door to all accredited investors before it closes. We'll make sure everybody's got an opportunity. And but right now for everybody else who just wants to come get some coin, this airdrop is open.
So how do people take advantage of it?
Yeah, so go to geochain.com/airdrop. And or just follow me here on Twitter and you'll see me posting about it incessantly for the next 6 months. You'll be like, shut up already. Oh my God. And at geochain.com/airdrop, we've got all the instructions. So, it's pretty simple. Make an account, go use the faucet to get a little bit of coin. And that'll be enough to get yourself set up on the different apps, put your resume in life and work. There's a profile app you can fill out, go put your profile up there. Go over to social and tell advertisers what you want to see, right? Give them the key, simple set of keywords for what you're interested in, right? That's your settings on social, right? Pick your username before somebody else does, and tell the advertisers what you're into. Over on private messaging, again, pick your username before somebody else does, and tell the advertisers what you're into. And then you can go to the Airdrop app, which is a special app that's right there on the portal with everything else. And you go to the Airdrop app and say, hey, I did the things. Give me my coin. And the Airdrop app is going to check all the other apps and make sure you did the things and you get paid. And not only do you get paid, but if you tell it who brought you in, they get paid. So whoever brought you in gets paid. So you get 100 geode if you do all the things. Whoever brought you in gets 50. And whoever brought them in gets 50. So two layers of referral bonuses. So because then go get their friends and make sure your friends do the things, and then make sure your friends go get their friends and make mm-hmm. them do the things and get this network effect.
The network effect. I love that.
Going out to with people. Yeah. The network effect and of people bringing in your favorite people, right? Don't bring in some random jerk you met. Bring in your favorite people who deserve this kind of economic freedom and get them in here, get them set up. And then after you claim the airdrop and you've brought in as many friends as you can find, then we decided to just go ahead and take it further. So we're going to have extra coin giveaways for prizes for the most supportive here of my account here on Twitter, of my account on YouTube, people who are helping us spread the word, coin giveaways for that. The apps are going to be paying out randomly as you use them. And then at the end of it, we're going to have 10,000 geode prizes going to the top 10 accounts on Geode Social, the top 10 accounts on the resume app Life and Work, top 10 accounts on the market by sales or by reviews, on, you know, that kind of thing, the most supportive on X, the most supportive on YouTube, all these kind of things. And then during it, I'm going to be doing merch giveaways because we've got some cool geode merch. So I'll be giving that away on my X channel here and on my YouTube channel. And we're onboarding a bunch of artists, generative AI artists, in the first 3 months here. So we're going to have a big art contest during the last 3 months of the airdrop, which is going to be cool because these generative artists are, I mean, these are AI artists, and what they produce is so cool. So that's going to be pretty exciting to see. Yeah. And so it's, yeah, it's a little bit nutty. It's going to be fun. Sometimes I sit here and go, what have I signed myself up for?
You know,
that's all right. I don't need sleep.
No, not at all. There is no sleep in Web3 anyway. No. You know, being the project founder, obviously has its, you know, completely different set of kind of rules or expectations. And so, you know, I always wish founders the best of luck. I, you know, it is a fun industry to be in. I did post, I found a Twitter tweet post or whatever they call it now. And pinned it up there. So mm-hmm. one that says, join us for Geode Blockchain's next community call to find out more about the airdrop. Yeah. So you guys have a call on the 3rd. So today is Monday the 1st. That is Wednesday the 3rd.
Right.
You got a community call to I guess, learn more about it. Talk to me what you guys got going on there.
Yeah, so we do community calls once a month. So this one, the July, and generally on the first Wednesday of the month. This one will be airdrop focused completely. For anybody who wants to come in, okay, what do I do now? Then we're there to answer questions. And we do our community calls. We do two of them on the same day mm-hmm. to cover all the time zones. So we'll do 10 a.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Eastern. And if you follow that link to the community call announcement, it'll give you the time zones for everywhere else around the world because we're trying to cover everybody. We used to just do late afternoon. And then our community members in Nepal were like, hey, it's the middle of the night for us. Cut us a break.
Yeah, right.
Right. What do you want us to do? So that's why we opened up an extra one. So we go over the same stuff in both calls. So there's two different times during the day. And we do that in our Discord in the amphitheater channel. And it's very interactive. I love it. Our community is so connected.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, straight up, they keep me straight, buddy. They don't go easy on me.
Let me ask you
but
a question.
But they're also really helpful.
Let me ask you a question about this, because that actually strikes me. I really like that you've opened up a specific call for another time zone because of a request, right? Because I would say in 9 out of 10 communities that I'm in, you know, when you see messages like that, they're like, oh, we'll just record it for you, right? Got a phone call there. Sorry. Nobody wants to go back and listen to a replay, really. Like, they want to catch it and interact and ask their questions. And so the fact that you guys did that, I think that's amazing. What was your reasoning for, instead of saying, hey, we'll just record it and send it to you, saying, yeah, we'll do another live show?
That's a really, really good question and an important one. So, you know, from the beginning, sometimes the community members would be like, are these going to be recorded? No. Mm-hmm. And we absolutely do not want to record. And we do not record. And at the beginning of every community call, we're like, cone of silence, y'all. What happens in this room stays in this room. And no recording, because we all have to be able to speak really freely. And I'll even go so far at the beginning of every community to call to say that recordings are not authorized. You do not have my permission to record me. Because I need to be able to talk real shit. I need to be able to like really, really have real conversations with this community. It's not just me talking at them because, you know, we were, for example, we've been planning this airdrop for 6 months. So for 6 months in our community calls, you'd have all the dirt on what we were planning and how we were going to do it and all that stuff.
I mean, that's the way it should be. It should be you're in the community and you're loyal and you show up and you participate. I've always said your credit in Web3 is your contribution, right? So if you show up and you participate, you will be credited whatever that credit is. That's how you get it, is by contributing.
Exactly. And our community is so awesome because they coach me, because it's not just me talking at them. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll open it up and go, okay, guys, here's what I need from you. I don't know, you know, how much coin is enough to keep people interested. And we've got a couple of guys in the communities that are big, they're staked, but they're also big airdrop hunters. And I'm like, give me your no shit opinion of whether or not these numbers are right. And what would make you stick around? What would make you do the work? What would make you hold after we get on exchanges instead of sell? You know, and they really give me their full and open opinion. And if we were recording, people would not speak freely. Fact. So we do not record. That's why we ended up opening up a second one. If I have to open up a third one, I will. Community is they're everything. They're everything. We wouldn't exist without them. We wouldn't be here without them.
It's so funny.
I love them. I love letter to my community. I love you guys.
That's great. Because, you know, you will find some projects and some project leaders kind of have an arrogance about them. And, you know, I think that's probably, you know, should be one of the most regarded lessons of humility in this whole thing, is that your community, you are nothing without them, right? And that's even like as a show host, like that's the one thing that I say, like, listen, like I'm a community member of Web3. That's all that I am. That's what Web3 Breakfast is about, is for all of us. Just we're all Web3 community members. Everybody's opinion and whatever you got to say matters, right? To some degree, like some people are rude and they say some stupid things, but you know, the whole point of my show is to like, that's what this is that we are all just people here trying to build a community together.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Right. And we're all in it for basically the same reasons. Mm-hmm. It's about economic freedom. Yep. It's about liberty. It's about being able to chase your dreams. And some people go about that through speculation, and some people go about that through building, but we're all here for the same real purpose.
Absolutely. I will just 100% double down on what you just said right there. I mean, just think about, for like someone like me, right? Like living your dream. Like I went to school for broadcast communications and I was able to figure out how to make this my career, right? Not only that, I recently just trained for it, and we're talking about like opportunity here in Web3. I recently just trained and fought a professional MMA fight because there was an opportunity that I was able to take advantage of. Like we're all building the plane as we fly it right now. And so like, you know, when people ask, when people say like, hey, what can I do to get my start in Web3? It's like, just start, whatever floats your boat. Just do it.
Yeah. Yeah, and what crazy opportunities. And I love this. And I really kind of feel like today's Web3 and crypto movement is actually a lot like the hippie movement of the late 60s, in the sense that you have a massive group of people looking for freedom, you know, looking for liberty, the freedom to chase their dreams, something more cooperative, something more let's build together. You know, it's got all those same sense of it. They're just going about it in a more financially focused way than they did in the 60s.
So what you're telling me is that Satoshi is the Grateful Dead.
Yes. Satoshi is the Grateful Dead.
I don't know. I couldn't
look
think
at the cult. Look at the cult.
Yeah, I know. Hey, I love that that kind of illustration there and what y'all mean about that, because it does mean freedom to a lot of people. Whether it's money, whether it's career, whether it's the opportunity to get out and enjoy in real life events, whatever it means. I think that is a fantastic comparison between, bigger than the hippie movement, but as a former hippie myself, I was on tour with Phish for many years of my life. I had dreadlocks and everything. That was another lifetime ago, but I love what you mean there. And maybe to each, everybody has their own story of why they're here, but I believe some way, shape, or form, some kind of freedom is the root cause for why people are here. And I love that.
Yeah, everybody's got something different they want to do with that freedom, right? Whether it's they're seeking financial freedom or what, because you want to be free to work on whatever you want to work on, or you want to be out in the world doing cool things for whatever it is, right? And I want to give people that kind of freedom. And that's why we built this. I'm like, what happens if you actually set everybody free? And free to do business with whomever they want, free to buy and sell directly, free to express their opinions, free to be creative and productive and claim that on chain and register that. What happens when you set people free like that? And I can't wait to see what people do. And I'm just one, right? Geode is one chain. I believe in an internet of chains is the future. I don't think any single chain can actually handle everything humanity needs. So I think we're one part of that whole picture that 10 years from now, or maybe 5 years from now, there are thousands of chains out there and they're all interconnected. And another thing that we want to bring to people is we want to be the entry point for regular people to the internet of chains. So like you pull up your Geode app on your phone, this is the vision, pull up your Geode app. And not only do you have access to the apps on our chain, but you can search content from apps on other chains. You can then link over to those apps on other chains. And it's all just seamless. So you can have this entry point to the entire internet of chains. And then just to be super audacious, about the 5-year mark, we'll be coming out with super affordable phones, tablets, and nodes. And I don't mean design your own phone. Props to Solana for working on that one. That's crazy. I am not going that far. I want them to just partner with manufacturers and find just a nice, cheap Android smartphone that we're going to preload with our software and then just undercut everybody else on price. Or like node in a box, yeah. Right? Order up. It's just a small, about the size of a Mac Mini, maybe a little smaller. Preloaded, ready to go, so that running a Geode node or a Polkadot node or a Cardano node or Solana, pick your own proof of stake node, make it a whole lot easier. Yeah. A lot more people would do it.
100%. 100%. That extends to most of the blockchain stuff. I mean, that's, when you talk about adoption and all that, we've been saying this forever. It's, when you think about mass adoption, like what is it? Is it, do we need to hit this critical mass? Is it once we have this certain threshold, like we've done it, yay, good for us. No. It's when you're using the tech without even realizing, I think that you've reached in some way, shape, or, form mass adoption. And there's only one way to start is to just start doing it, right? Like making phones. How hard is that to attach then into a cell service so that you can actually make calls? Or forgive my naivety, but like, how does that, the cell reception even work on a blockchain phone?
I haven't played with the one that came out of Solana. They actually designed a new hardware design. And I'm like, holy cow, that's expensive. and that's, having been, at DARPA, I did a lot of hardware design. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's brutal. But what if instead you go to the manufacturers in Brazil, in Taiwan and in India and things like that, who are already manufacturing cheap Android phones, And you just want, you want to do bulk orders, preload it with the Geode software so that people are using whatever cell service provider they want to use. Pull in your SIM card from whoever, you know, T-Mobile, Sprint, whoever's local in your country. But that the trick is to have it have blockchain accessible from on the phone. Now, why is that hard now? It's a little bit tough right now because, like, you could use Chrome and go to your favorite blockchain, but most of your wallets are like a Chrome extension.
Right.
And which works great on your laptop or your desktop, but mobile devices, Chrome won't let you have extensions. I don't know why, but they won't. You can't have extensions on Chrome on your phone. So there just needs to be built in more for the access of the portals and the wallets, you know, to be able to sign transactions on chain. I don't think it's definitely not as hard as designing an entire new phone. I don't think you have to go that far.
Probably not.
But I mean, I'm impressed. I think that's cool as hell, but like, yeah. Wow.
Absolutely.
But I think we could make it simpler. Yeah. Where it's just preloaded. You could also look at, this is not going to turn out well, I think, but you could look at running a phone on Linux.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't love that idea. I don't love it. I don't think it would look great. You do really have to look with the work with the look of it.
The UI.
But yeah. I think we'll know when we've, yeah, the UI. I think we'll know that we've nailed it when it's normal. It's considered normal for people to have blockchain and crypto apps on their phone. Whether that phone came preloaded with it or not, when most people are walking around or even have a separate smaller, there's little Android phones out there. They're about half the size of your normal smartphone. And they've got this cute little screen. They've got little cameras. Like, take your iPhone and shrink it down to about a third of the size. And I'm like, that's freaking adorable.
Oh God, I couldn't do it. I have sausage fingers. That would be terrible for me.
Right. But what if like that? What if you had one, like you had your regular phone?
Oh yeah.
But then you kept this other secret little phone that was just for your crypto access.
I do keep an old iPhone as my, I call it my crypto phone. I do that. I love my crypto.
There it is. Yeah.
I think everybody should have a crypto
phone. Yeah. Everybody does it. You know, you can take an old Android right now and turn it into a cold storage with Polkadot Vault. So Geode's built on Substrate, which is why I keep bringing up Polkadot. We are not a parachain. We're a standalone layer one, and they don't love us for that. But they've built some beautiful things that we appreciate. Mm-hmm. One of them is you can turn an Android phone into cold storage.
That's awesome.
With a wallet called Polkadot Vault. Yeah. So there's, all the cool things are being built. All the cool things are happening, and we're collaborating, you know, with other chains. We've got some cool third party apps building on us already. They're flocking to us. I've got projects that are currently on other major name chains, who I will not name because I don't want to get sued, who are leaving those chains and coming to Geode. Huh. And the reason they're leaving those chains is because of the way those chains are governed. It's not that the tech is fine. The tech is fine. You can build on any of these chains. Mm-hmm. But it's the governance and the attitude of the leadership. And we're just over here like, welcome, friend. We got you. Because when people come to build on Geode, it's not just, here's a coin grant. Good luck, kid. You need coin. You got it. Yep. You need code review. You need business advice. You need planning advice. I'll take a look at your technical program plan and help you get it, tweak it out just right. You need coding advice. You need us to do a little bit of that coding for you. We're here to help. And we're just bringing, and so we have such this open approach to it of let's jam, let's collaborate, let's work it together, that we have the coolest apps coming in, whether for musicians, you're going to see music streaming on Geode. You're going to see, safety apps for, let's say you meet somebody online and now you're going to go meet them in person, whether it's a job interview or it's a date or it's whatever. And, you know, I don't know, people can get weird sometimes. So, you know, you need a little bit of safety of who am I actually dealing with? There's an app coming for that. There's,
That's cool.
real contracts, actual business contracts, registering to the chain. And I know that doesn't sound sexy and exciting until you consider that includes international commodities trading.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And then it's like, oh, okay, now that's interesting. That's interesting now. Hold up now. Yeah, international trade coming to Geode. I'm like, this is the stuff.
Yeah.
It's so exciting.
That is the stuff. That's really cool. Well, shoot, Dr. Catherine, I appreciate you. This was this was fantastic. You're definitely going to have to come back. I want to learn more. I have one last question for you before we kind of wrap things up and, you know, you can tell people where, you know, they can find you, get involved more. And again, we've got the pin post up there that you can go find to figure out when the community call is happening on Wednesday, but pepperoni, mm-hmm. sausage, mushroom, spinach, and feta. That is your pizza order. My community knows I'm a huge pizza fan. Every Friday we celebrate Pizza Friday. Let me ask you a question. What got you to that as your order? Because I feel like that had to be an evolutionary process, or one day you found this on a menu and fell in love with it.
It was an evolutionary process. So I went away from meat for a long time. I got scared away from it, you know, by a medical issue that my mother had. And then I had a GI guy tell me, you shouldn't eat meat anymore. And I went, oh no. And so I stopped eating meat. And so that's when it was like mushroom and spinach. And then I had feta on it one day. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. You know, and then just recently in the past 3 or 4 months, I actually had to go back on meat for the health benefits. I know, like you don't ever know what's right. And, so added some, you know, sausage and pepperoni in there because it was like, oh, it felt so naughty, right? And I'm like, oh my God, now that's the stuff right there. Yes. So yeah, I'm a complex woman. That's my pizza, and totally pizza over cake. I'm so sorry, guy. I'm a keto girl.
Yep.
I'm a keto girl. Can't touch them carbs.
I know. And the pizza is tough sometimes, but you can find some decent, like a cauliflower crust. It's not the best thing in the world. I would say of like the main chain, it's very chewy and kind of gets stuck in your teeth. This is gluten-free, so it's a little different, but Domino's gluten-free pizza is not terrible. But anyway.
Okay. There's a chain down here. Jet's Pizza has a cauliflower crust. Pretty damn good.
Oh, I love Jet's, by the way. Big fan of Jet's. Yeah. I'm going to have to try their cauliflower crust. Maybe we'll do that on Friday. All right. Dr. Catherine, thank you so much. This was fantastic, guys. The airdrop is live.
Thank you, JT.
Go get signed up. Do what you got to do. If anybody wants to take the next step, they want to get involved, where do they find you? Is it join the Discord, link up with you? What do you suggest?
Absolutely. You can follow me here on Twitter. You can go to geodechain.com. That links to everything, to the portal. It's got instructions on how to make an account, links to the Discord. However deeply you want to get involved, let's go.
There it is. The world is your oyster, ladies and gentlemen. Go find that pearl. We love you all. Have a great rest of your day. Dr. Catherine, thank you so much for joining us. I'll be back at 4 p.m. Eastern the Jay Chains Crypto Show. Adios, amigos. Until next time, remember, make yourself 1% better than you were yesterday. You stack that up, turn that front upside down, baby. Let's go.